Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676. Morning, you're listening to Tradio here on KFSK Petersburg. Give us a call, 907-531-8049. Good morning, Chris. How are
you? Good morning. Whoa. How are you doing this morning?
Very, very well. I haven't been outside much, so I'm doing all right.
That could explain it now.
My cheery demeanor because I haven't slipped on the ice.
Yes, I was very careful walking from where I parked.
All right. Wednesday was a busy trade day. There were a lot of calls. I think everybody got all the things they wanted to say out, which was great. But we encourage you to, again, refresh and give us a call here, 907-531-8049. As we get ready to hear from some folks, maybe is there anything you wanted to share library-wise or anything else going on?
What's coming up on Saturday is the puzzle contest, essentially. There are up to 7 teams of 2 people, and I don't know if there's fabulous prizes or not, but it's who can put together a 500-piece puzzle in 2 hours.
Okay.
And whoever gets, I guess, the farthest, if you can't complete it, will be the champion.
Okay.
And you can't sign up too far in advance. It's like about 15 minutes before it starts. You can go in and try and get your teams registered. So we do that because a lot of times people will go ahead and sign up and then they might not show up. Right. So if you're there, we know that you're there to
participate. Excellent. And I'm assuming no one knows what the puzzle is going to be ahead of time.
No, I don't even know, and I work there, so I have not seen it. So,
My wife Terry has done a few of those before with some friends, and like the most recent one they did, it was a 500-piecer, and it ended up being one that was completely circular, so there were no like rectangular edges. So that really kind of threw them for a loop for a bit there. They came in second, so that was good.
Okay, well, that's good. That is good. Yeah, I know. It's like if I was doing it, I think I'd have to talk with my partner to see what our strategies were.
Yeah, she very much did that with a team of friends of hers, and they met like the night before, and she brought her little puzzle trays that I got her for her birthday, and they were practicing, seeing how fast they could go. They really got into it. So a lot of fun. It's a good time. So
yeah, and I don't think in Victoria, we went to a puzzle shop, and they had incredible stuff that would take forever to do because there was one puzzle that all the pieces were the same shape.
Oh, geez.
Yes, all the pieces were the same shape that you had to put together and just figure out by the pattern of the picture.
Okay. Yeah, we got us for Christmas, we got some little holiday-themed puzzles, and some of them had some of the shapes were like built in, was like a Christmas tree or a candy cane was built in amongst the other things, so that was kind of fun, too.
Yeah, and other things coming up at the library. You can always go to psglib.org Ashley Lohr is going to be doing a foliage, two-night foliage class coming up. Well, Oren is doing a writer's workshop, but I believe that's full.
Right.
You can always get on the waiting list, though, because if someone cannot come, he does call people that are on the waiting list to see if they would like to join for that session. So it's worth it to still call and see if you can get on the waiting list for that.
And then the foliage, it's Foliage and Flowers and Oil, a two-evening workshop with Ashley Lohr, and that is on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, the 13th and 14th, 5 to 7:30. There is a fee for adults, and for high school students age 14 and older, this free registration is required. Sign up at psglmb.org.
Yeah.
Very good. Also, let's see. Taking a look at what's happening around town today. And again, if you want to give us a call with some information, the number here is 907-531-8049. We have bingo size today at 10 a.m. Combines bingo with exercise, music, and prizes. It's in the Parks and Rec Activity Room, and it's sponsored by Petersburg Medical Center and Parks and Rec. For more information or to request a ride, call Becky at 907-772-5580 or email bturland at pmc-health.org. And it looks like we do have a caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. It's Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Hey.
Hello. As far as I know, we are having bingo at the Sons of Norway tonight. Come rain, come snow, come ice, we're having bingo. And the doors open at 6. Bingo starts promptly at 7. And halfway through the night, we have a delicious snack. And I think tonight we're having a special hot soup.
Perfect for the cold weather.
Yeah.
Yep. And we would like people to come.
Yep. Okay, again, that's tonight at 6, and the games start at 7.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Upstairs at the Suns.
Yep.
And there's a mobile chair that can help you get upstairs, too.
That's right. Always a good time. I've enjoyed going to bingo a couple times, and always fun.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Come again.
I will certainly
thank you.
Endeavor to do so. Thank you so much, Joyce.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
A nice weekly event. And yeah, and a reminder to folks, you need to be 19 years of age or older to play bingo, but it is a good time. And you never know, you might win big.
You never know.
let's see. We have elsewhere, again, a number here, 907-531-8049, if you want to call in to Tradio. We also have today at noon, Mitkoff Island Al-Anon is meeting, and that's every Friday at noon at MDT Studios, 3rd and Excel. Al-Anon is a group for family and friends of those dealing with substance abuse issues. For more information, 907-518-4007. And we do have another caller on the line. Good morning. Line one, you're on Tradio.
Oh, good morning. I still have two bags of 40-ounce espresso Starbucks coffee and beans left. And I'd like $25 or best offer for them. And my number is 772-3677.
3677. Okay.
This is John, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting well known.
I'm really surprised no one took you up on the coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I've been drinking it every morning.
Well,
have a good one.
If no one else does, I might have to take you up on that for the station. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No life without coffee.
I have my one cup in the morning. Sometimes it's espresso. Sometimes it's just regular.
I have more than my fair share each day. And I know my cutoff time is like 4, 4:30 p.m. Any later than that and I don't sleep well.
Oh, dear.
Only once have I ever had so much so late that I was jittery and up all night. I learned my lesson.
Yes.
Elsewhere around town, we have the Petersburg Vikings hosting the JV Jamboree this weekend. Both the boys and the girls JV teams will play in the high school gym, and that starts tonight at 5. And then tomorrow afternoon is at 3:30 in the afternoon. So basketball this weekend, JV basketball this weekend to look forward to. Again, give us a call here, 907-531-8049, if you would like to get something on the air. We've heard from Joyce and John this morning, and with a bingo coming up on tonight, and then John has bags of coffee,
yes.
Espresso roast coffee.
Yes. And, of course, I suppose we should, there were at least three or four public service announcements dealing with the rain and the ice,
yes.
And all that cautionary stuff, especially for those people in the harbor. Mm-hmm. It's really sad when you see all the boats in Juneau that have been, sunk.
Yes.
You don't want that to happen. So remember to go down and check your bilge pumps and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Keep your walkways clear.
Yeah, shovel if you need to, de-icing, whatever it is, and check all your holes and ports and things. And it's we don't want any unfortunate accidents to happen.
No,
in the harbor.
No. And it's kind of funny too. I have been listening to a radio station occasionally in Chicago, and they come on with the weather. They're having like 40-degree weather right now too in Chicago, which is bizarre.
That's not normal. That's warm.
Not normal. Is not normal this time of year.
I remember like high negative wind chill factors in Chicago winters. It's freezing out, but it feels like it's negative 20, folks, and like with the breeze coming off the lake, and like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We have another call on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. Hey, this is Matt with my Legislative Information Office hat on first. And I'll just remind folks that this is time to file for your permanent fund dividend. And that filing period runs every year from January 1st through March 31st. You don't want to miss the deadline. If you need some assistance doing that, whether it's assistance in filling out the form or assistance in getting your documents, your original documents, if you're a new applicant, to the permanent fund dividend division without having to send your original documents in the mail and hope they get back to you, you can come to the LIO and I can use my magic stamp that says I've seen them and stamp a copy of them and send them off for you so you don't have to do that.
Give
me a call. Give me a call at 907-772-3741 if you have any questions. That's for the PFD stuff. Of course, the legislative session is coming up here pretty soon. The legislature will get underway on the Tuesday, the 20th, and we are the local source for all your information legislative. On addition to various materials we have here, help you look up bills, find out what's happening on an issue you're concerned about. You can testify on our system that links in with the legislature when they have public testimony opportunities, or I can simply help you figure out how to call in on your own if you're not sure the best way to do that, as well as helping you get in touch with your lawmakers, getting you their addresses and so on, and helping you find things in statute or in the state administrative code, as well as helping you navigate the state's website, as well as other agencies besides the legislature itself, but agencies throughout the state that sometimes you might have a little trouble finding something here or there, and you can check in with me if you're looking for some information. If I cannot help you, I will try and find someone who can. If it's something that I can't help with, I will try and find you the right person to get a hold of, or at least the right agency, right division, etc. So it's kind of like a government help desk. If you have questions about government, you can check in with me at 772-3741 or drop by 11B Jellis Street.
Okay.
Has anyone from the fire hall called in yet?
Not yet. Do you want to put that hat on?
I'm going to swap that out and put on my EMT hat. And I spoke at length about this last Tradio, but I'll just be real quick and just really encourage people to consider signing up for the EMT class. We do it once a year. There's one coming up on January 25th. It's three nights a week and Sundays through, I believe we said December, March. So January 25th through March 16th. And it is a very, very rewarding way to help your community and individuals. You see the results that you've helped somebody. And if you're one of those folks that rushes to help a neighbor or just a stranger on the street you see in distress or having problems, you're probably a good candidate to consider applying. And if you're interested, remind you that we live on an island, and it is critical that we have people for this service, and we are always short of volunteers. If you'd like to get more information on the schedule and how to sign up and all that, you can give a email to give a call to the fire hall at 772.
It's probably petersburgak.gov.
Yeah, okay, great. I'll let you guys say that. And or you can go to the joinpvfd.org to learn more about the fire department. This is a volunteer fire department, of course, and get contact information and stuff.
Okay,
too.
I'm sorry, I kind of interrupted you.
You're okay. On top of that, I was going to say, and because I'm on the EMS side, that's what I'm focusing on. We have this class coming up. I'm also going to throw out there that there are other options, of course, to volunteer with the fire department, number one being, because it's the fire department, you could be a firefighter. And I am not a firefighter, so I'm going to let a firefighter talk about that sometime when some of their events are coming up. But I would urge you to consider that as a possibility as well. And again, you can give a call up to the fire hall to find out more about it. There's also search and rescue. Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
All right. Okay. I was going to ask. I may have talked over a telephone number for the fire hall.
Yes, 772-3355. I also bet that most people listening probably know somebody who's in the fire department, either a firefighter or an EMT, and it's a good way to get a sense of what it might mean to volunteer to talk to somebody you know who does that.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Right. And I think an important point that Matt had made to us here at station previously is like, you don't have to be on call 24/7 as an EMT. You can sign up for shifts, or you can, if you have a day job or other things in life, it's okay. You can schedule around that or have a little pager to be on call and respond when you're able. So that's handy. We do have another caller on the line. Caller on line two. You're on Tradio. Good morning.
Is that me?
That's you.
Okay. I have a couple brand new pair of rain pants, both Grundins, and one is a set of 3X large for a real big guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're brand new, never been worn. And I also have two pair of regular size rain pants. They're the regular Helly Hansen, and I would for the big rain pants, they're never been worn, they're $35 or best offer, and the other rain pants I'd like to get $10 a pair for, and they've not been worn or tore up or used. I was going through my rigging in the basement and I come up that I had too many pair of rain pants. Okay. And I have a pair of kitchen chairs. They're like bar stools with the back on them. And I'd like to get $15 for the pair of them.
Okay.
And my number, 907-772-3139.
3139. And what size did you say the Helly Hansens were?
The Hellys were standard. They'd fit me. Standard adult size. They're not small and they're not overly huge.
Okay.
Somewhere in between medium to large range.
Medium to large.
I guess if someone were going to ask, yeah.
Okay.
And those three pair of rain pants are all, they're in good shape. They're new.
Okay.
Just haven't been worn yet.
All right.
I was just going through my gear, and I thought, well, I went down and bought more rain pants, and I didn't even need them. So I got to get rid of them.
Thank you for sharing the wealth. We appreciate that.
You got my number?
Yes. It's 3139-772. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. And we have another caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hey, it's Matt again. One thing I forgot is that, and I don't have all the details, but I'm just throw it in there, and people can, if they want to call and get some more information on, obviously, the EMT class. But I forgot that the borough manager has generously offered to put $500 into a raffle for people who successfully complete the EMT class. I'm not exactly sure of all the details on that, but sounds like it could be a pretty cool thing. So I'm just going to throw that out there and add that into the mix. But I think there probably will be more details available on that. But you can give a call to Fire Hall at 772-3355 to inquire about how you can take part in this class. And
okay.
Become an EMT volunteer. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Yeah, that was a surprise little thing at the end of radio on Wednesday when Steve called in and was like, oh, we'll throw $500 to a drawing for anyone who completes that
oh,
class.
That's, like, yeah, that's great.
I'm like, great. Uh-huh. Anything to encourage participation.
Yes.
shall we do a rundown of everything?
Yes, we shall. Joyce called. It's bingo at the Sons of Norway tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. She thinks there will be soup for a snack today. John called. He has 2 bags, 40 ounces of espresso beans or espresso coffee, Starbucks. He's asking $25 each for those bags, and the number to call is 907-772-3677. And Matt called, both reminding us it's time to file the PFD through March 31st. If you need assistance, you can go to the LIO or call to make an appointment at 907-772-3741. Also, the legislative session is beginning January 20th, and the LIO is a good source for all information. You can look up bills, testify, find ways to contact the right people, navigate the state website, and if Matt can't help you, he will find someone who can.
That's right.
Also, let us know about that EMT class, encouraging people to sign up. It's 3 nights a week plus Sunday, running from January 25th through March 16th. And, of course, there's other ways to volunteer at the station. And you can call 907-772-3355 for more information or go to pvfd.org. And we just had someone call in. They've got rain pants for sale. 2 new pairs of Grundens, 3X, $35, our best offer for each of those. And a Helly Hansen pair for $10. And that's kind of a regular, kind of maybe a medium-large size.
Yeah.
You can find out more about that. Also,
I think it was 2 pairs of Helly Hansen, if I remember.
It was? Okay, but then I heard him say 3 pairs of pants. So, okay, it might be 2 pair. That's what I had written down first and then changed it. Okay, anyway, pair of kitchen chairs also that are like bar stools, but they have backs, asking $15 for the pair. Number to call is 907-772-3139.
All right, great. Thank you. And seeing no more calls, I think that about does it for me.
Okay. Well, have a good weekend, everybody, and stay safe.
Yes, yes, indeed. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you coming in. And, okay. Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676. I want to thank you for tuning in for Tradio, everyone, and thank you to everyone who gave a call today with the items and information to share. We do appreciate it. Again, Tradio every Wednesday and Friday morning here at KFSK at 9 a.m.